One was elderly and veiled, walking slowly, as if either her hips or back pained her. She leaned on both a cane and the arm of her companion. It was clear from her gown, jewels, and fur wrap that she was a lady of status and wealth. Her face was veiled, but just the angle at which she held her head was a warning to the world that she would tolerate no nonsense. She had trouble with the stairs. When she arrived, she seemed put aback at finding only two chairs remaining unoccupied, and each flanked by a swordsman. She hesitated, as if about to order some rearrangement, but then evidently decided that the center must be a place of honor and sat down. She handed her cane to her servant and made herself as comfortable as possible. The other woman was much more simply dressed, a maid companion. She was a husky wench who had been chosen because she would be capable of heaving her mistress around when necessary.
"The mice are ready,"
the older swordsman said.
"Where is the cat?"
"Shush!"
His question was answered by the arrival of a very tall young man in voluminous scarlet robes. Despite his youth, he did not look as if anyone had put him to sweeping dead leaves all day, and his high status was attested by his grandiose hat, which could serve no purpose except to proclaim its wearer's importance. He bowed to each aspect in turn, then took up position beside the stool, but did not sit. The other priest had vanished into the shadows. Night had fallen.
"Welcome, children," the priest said, although he must be younger than all of them except the younger priestess. "I am High Priest Firek. We are alone, 9 of us mortals and the Father. One of you has committed a grave sin against him. You know who you are and what you did, and you have been summoned here tonight to confess and repent."
"I,"
boomed the bulky swordsman with a pugilist face, making the elderly lady next to him start.
"Let us by all means discover the truth, priest. But shall we also see justice? You talk of sins against the god, but what of crimes against men?"
"Strife is indeed the god of justice, and vengeance is the domain of scamp."
The high priest gestured to the youth's image, and some trick of the leaping flames made the smile seem to widen for a moment.
"He too will hear what is said tonight. Be patient and let us begin, for we have many threads to untangle. I warn you all, as you are no doubt already aware, that to tell an untruth in the home of the Father will surely bring down his wrath upon you."
He sat down then and looked to the veiled lady in the center.
"We are honored this evening by the presence of Queen Dowager Imsuli of Vask. Your Majesty has precedence. You may start."
"Start what?"
Her voice was rusty but imperious.
"Telling us why you were summoned here today."
"I was certainly not summoned here, not by you or anyone else. No one summons me, High Priest. If King Zarakar wishes to consult me, he phrases his wish as a request for the pleasure of my company, at my convenience. Of course I always respond promptly. After all, I taught him his manners."
The priest was amused.
"The Father may have been considerate of your feelings and left you unaware of his intervention, but summoned you were. Have you ever in your life been here before?"
"That is my business."
"That means no. So tell us just why you came here on this chilly winter night."
"I do not have to answer to you, young man. Why I came is my own business entirely, and I now intend to leave."
She raised an arm to her companion, seeking help to rise. The companion shot a worried look at the high priest. He said,
"You are summoned to confess what you know of the Eye."
"The Eye of Strife? That is man talk. I worship the holy parents in the palace chapel, never here. Ask my son the king about the Eye. He can tell you more than I can."
"Well, if you will not tell us your story, I shall have to tell it myself. Despite her airs, my children, Her Majesty was not born of royal blood. As you can no doubt tell from her La de la accent, she was born in Nisoim, a large and wealthy city far to the south of us. Nisoim has such bizarre inheritance laws that the rich men pay barbarian chieftains."
"That will do,"
the Queen Dowager snapped in a voice like the crack of a whip.
She lifted back her veil, revealing a gaunt, elongated face with skin pulled tight over angular bones, quite bird-like, with a waddled neck below it.